here I am. A little congested. Allergies. Springtime. That's what it is. I'm in Connecticut. I'm Lamont. I've tried for a long time. TV shows, radio shows, podcasts, stand-up comedy, screenwriting, proposed TV shows, proposed social initiatives for a city. One thing I've learned in all that is that there is no marketplace that is interested in having me as a product. But I have been trying for a very long time, and my particular set of skills are unneeded and unwanted in the realm they've been directed at. So now I gotta figure out something else to do. But in the meantime, this right here, this is my last podcast. And the name of the podcast, since I'm Lamont, is Lamont's Last Podcast. The purpose for this episode is so that I can get my episode production going, so I can then get on the iTunes, and then once I'm there and I establish a, because like I say, I've done, this would maybe be my sixth podcast. How many podcasts have I had? Because I started off radio, well, I started off the very first thing. Well, there's no reason to go back and through it, but I've been going, we'll touch on it, I'm sure, but podcast, let's stick to podcast. I started off with a show, it was Audio Love Magic, all one word. Anyway, that was the first one. I was doing it by myself. The second one, I was like, well, I need people. I should get some other people on it. So I did this one called A Fistful of Popcorn. And that ended because I don't work well with other people. Now, from my perspective, it was some dickery going on. Here's what happens with projects that I start working on. I start working on projects. I bring other people in. I say, hey, this is democracy. Everybody's got equal say, even though I'm doing all the work. So while I'm doing all the work, the people who I bring in, from my perspective, based on history, then decide how they're going to take me out. And then, when I get a taste of it, because I'm not an aggressive person, I'm kind of passive aggressive. Like I don't go to war because I don't have an army. So it's mostly me versus whoever. When initially I start these things so that people have, because I've seen people start something and have a bunch of people come with them. And then they have this thing, and then more people come, and it's built up, and it's a wonderful thing, which is something I've tried, except every time I bring people in, they want to take me out. Now, I have examined the possibility that I'm an asshole. Matter of fact, I wouldn't say it's a hard and fast conclusion, but it's my operating thought that perhaps I'm an asshole, and I accept that, except I'm the worst asshole in the world because I don't actually do shit. So it's like my lack of asshole's actions but asshole results leads me to believe that I am perceived as an asshole. Like I come off as an asshole, right? Which makes me like the worst asshole because I don't get the pleasure of being assholes, because I figure assholes really enjoy being assholes and doing the things that assholes do. But I don't do the things assholes do. I just do what comes natural. But it's perceived as asshole. So I guess I'm a natural asshole. Which is why I'm back to doing podcasts by myself. So I did the first podcast, Audio Love Magic, that was by myself. Then I was like, I need more people. Did Fistful of Popcorn. And one of the kids who was on that one, from my perspective, wrestled it away from me, and my action was to address it live on the podcast without priorly discussing it with anyone, And that came off bad because people were listening to a podcast, and then after the podcast ended, I said, hey, one more thing. What the hell's going on? And I got that recorder. Maybe I'll use that sometime. But anyway, people that on the message board that were looking at it were like, well, that was fucked up. And I'm like, well, shit, I think it's fucked up that this is happening. But, you know, if everything I do is the only thing that's perceived as being fucked up, then I guess, ding, back to I'm an asshole, right? Okay. So after he did that, wrestled away from me, I lost interest in it. He goes on another podcast and starts literally lying, making up lies, to the point where the guy who did the podcast that he went on, should I name names? Should I just cut to the chase? Nah, I won't do that. But anyway, the guy went and lied on the podcast, he went there. I wound up having a little bit of relationship until the point where one day, he's a guy who does a lot of tweeting, and he has a tweet for live tweeting TV shows and another account for just in general. So a couple times I've been looking, you know, scrolling through my feed, and he's spoiling a show through his regular account. Not on the live tweeting account, but on the regular account. And then I wound up getting spoiled for stuff I watch. And so one day, after this happened a few times, I don't say anything about it, but this happens a few times, right? And then one day, I'm so congested right now, I'm going to blow my nose. I'm not going to use copyright music yet, but I mean, no, at all, ever, because, so maybe I'll throw a sound effect or a stinger in there, but I'm going to pause right now so I can blow my nose. Hold on a second. That was a deep blow. Like, it was one of those nose blow. No, I had a thought while I was blowing my nose, but I since forgot what it was, and I guess a train of thought lost. And that's how it is. That's why I'm recording, because it's all words, man. It just comes, and it's just got to come out. I don't even know who's going to listen to this, but anyway, I'm doing it. So, back to the story. Guys live tweeting TV shows, I see it. Time goes on, and so one day he tweets, this guy just emailed me a spoiler TV to a TV show, and I was like, hey man, you know, you spoiled stuff for me, maybe it's karma, because you live tweet stuff and you spoil stuff for me, you know, and then he goes, blocked. Now this is someone that I'd gone on, we had a back and forth on Twitter, not back and forth like adversarially, but like, he likes my stuff, I like his stuff, you know, and we reply and respond and that kind of thing. And quite frankly, he's got a popular podcast, and he went on mine, and our listenership for the podcast that I will subsequently talk about, through the roof. Well, I wouldn't say through the roof, but it multiplied multiple times because of, you know, his assistance. So then he goes, oh, you think that's what's happened? Blocked. So I'm like, wow. So anyway, the kid who was on the TV, and this is what it was, a TV and film podcast, and so that the kid who kind of made it less of a good thing, a good experience, went on after I ended it and lied on that podcast with a guy who I eventually wound up getting blocked from his stuff. So again, the evidence is really pointing to I might be an asshole, but okay, all right. Maybe I'm an asshole. All right. So that's one podcast, Audio Love Magic. The second one was A Fistful of Popcorn. That was another one. And then from there, I feel like I have more, but maybe not. Okay, so then after that, I guess it was like, I was like, okay, I needed to not do a podcast by myself, but I want to keep podcasting. And also, the other one was with a couple guys. Maybe I need a female voice. And this was when I started Brown Skin and Glasses. And the woman that I did Brown Skin and Glasses with, we are no longer speaking, got in a huge fight on the podcast. Now, I really genuinely feel that my issues there are valid. But it is not possible to escape the fact that once again, potentially, I might be an asshole. Although, I feel very justified in my position. Honestly, the podcast is called Brown Skin and Glasses. The Last episode is the episode where we actually had a fight on the air, and you could probably still listen to that now, because I believe that one's going to be up for forever, because it's free, and it's up. Sorry if you heard that horrible snot sound, but... Figures the day I decide to commit to start doing something, there's an impediment, something in the way that prevents... So right now, I'm, like, doing this, and you can probably hear the congestion and the allergies all in my voice, if you're still listening, and that'd be cool, and thank you if you are, but... That's the way life is for me, it seems. I try to do something, and there's something in the way that prevents it from happening. And if you were to believe positive self-help, you know, believe in life and the secret and magic and all that other stuff, the suggestion would be, if you keep fighting for something and you're busting through those things that stop you and you keep on going, then you'll succeed. But I have not succeeded. So the suggestion to me is my keeping trying is now that Albert Einstein, is that an Albert Einstein quote where he says doing something over and over again expecting a different result is insanity? But I keep trying and failing. So I'm coming to the point where it's time to stop and figure out a new lane. And so in doing that, it leads to this, hey, maybe I'm an asshole thing. So, okay, the Brown Skin and Glasses podcast ends... in a horrible fight. And not only was there a fight with the podcast, there was a live show that also came with the conclusion of the podcast, and the guy who was kind enough to put on the show, get the venue, do a lot of the legwork, produce it, basically, got into a disagreement with him, and he also thinks I'm an asshole. But I seriously don't think that I'm an asshole in this situation. Let me explain why. And to me, there's a bunch of, call it justification, explanation, I don't know, but the bottom line is, and I'm fully aware of it, is that I am on the asshole end of the stick. Okay. Done a few shows with this guy in the past. Now, absent of this, me, myself, I also do stand-up comedy. I don't want clips of my stand-up comedy online because I feel... If you see it, you'll make a judgment and you won't come out. If you want to see me do comedy, come out to a show and watch me do comedy. It's a live thing. Now, if I record something and put it out, then you experience that. If I record something video and put it out, you experience that. I personally would prefer, if you're going to see stand-up comedy a lot, you do it live. That's, we do it live! Do it live! That's my feeling on the matter. So, okay, I don't have any of my video of comedy online. Doing shows with this guy, he takes video of yours and puts it online. So, he did it once. I asked him to take it down. He did. Thank you. He did it twice. I asked him to take it down. You know, he did. Repeat. So, that happened a bunch of times. So, like, one of the last times I did a show, he's like, I didn't take any video. Ha! All right, great. And then the next thing that happened was the live show. The live show, once again, he was being a stickler. I want to record it and put it out. I'm like, no. There's no video. Okay, correction. That's not how it played. It went, we're doing this, and I'm like, dude, don't record. And he's like, ah, okay. And so we knew that walking into this experience, there wouldn't be any recording. So... We're putting the thing together, and someone volunteered, a very kind gentleman volunteered to take still photographs of the event. I'm like, awesome, we got, you know, still photographs, that's great. I tell the guy, and he's doing it for free. I mean, we wound up hitting him up with a couple bucks just, you know, because, but he offered to do it for free, and God bless him, thank you. Did we offer him a couple bucks? Yeah, I think like 20 cheap, just a little token of, you know, whatever. So, free photographer. I say to the guy, hey man, we got a photographer for the event. And he said, well, if you're getting a photographer, then I'm going to take video and post it online. It's only fair. Now, to me, one thing has nothing to do with the other, but he had his sticking point and he was sticking to that. And my thing was, no. Like, I couldn't, in my head, and if you think I'm wrong, then you probably think I'm an asshole. Like, I'm like the Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck, I might, like, you just, Lamont, you might be an asshole. Everyone thinks you're an asshole, you might be an asshole. So, the guy is sticking to his thing. If you're gonna have a if you're gonna have a free photographer taking still pictures, then I can post video of your stuff online. Was his position, and I adamantly was against it because I don't see how they related. So ultimately, he put it up, and I was like, well, fuck it. I guess this is just what it is. And he eventually took it down. God bless him. Thank him for that. I appreciate it because people now look online. They're like, hey, I went looking. And, you know, people, you know, they Google you. People Google you. And I don't want video of my comedy coming up when people Google. Find podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Find sketches. But I don't want you finding the core. I don't want you finding that. That's for me to give where I want to give it. Which is why when Chappelle says, like, dude, don't record. Or when they're in comedy clubs, they're like, don't record this. Don't do it. Just don't. I feel the same way about that. Okay. So that live show happens, and the producer of the show, we wound up getting into it. I'm the asshole there. The co-host of the show, we get into a thing. And again, if you want to hear, I'm not even getting into it because the entire thing is laid out. It's brown skin and glasses. And she thinks I'm an asshole. So in running down the podcast, oh, and then after Brown Skin and Glasses, now mind you, the live show happened after we stopped doing Brown Skin and Glasses once for the same reason we stopped it a second time. Well, the second one's a little kind of different, but I still, bottom line, I believe what I believe and I stick to it. So in between, I stopped doing Brown Skin and Glasses. I did another one, LS Rules Podcast. And that one was going. It was Five Song Friday. Episodes were up every Friday. It was consistent. There was always content, but I could not build. I can't build a following for shit. So this one, and the thing with every other one is I had an expectation of building a following. With this, I'm just doing it because I'm too bored not to record. You know, in the words of Andre 3000, I enjoy doing this. I've wanted to be on radio since high school. Radio since became a garbage media outlet, a garbage form of media, and ruined for reasons that I don't agree with. So if I had gotten into radio, I'd have been an asshole there too. I'll give you another example of me being potentially an asshole, but I don't see it. I had a TV show. It was a music video show. I started it, I called the record companies, I was the man, I did everything. Now, I didn't do it alone. There was a guy, Earl, who was very helpful in opening some doors, but the legwork, and I'm certain he would agree, it was all mine. I brought in two other guys, one guy to be a co-host and one guy to direct, and I called us all producers, and I said, this is all a production of us, and no, it's diplomatic, and hey, this is our thing. And I put my head down and did the work of getting the job done. Now, somehow, the co-host of that show winds up getting pissed at me because I'm not giving him contact to the record company because him and his buddies had a rap group, and I'm like, this isn't that. And so he got a little confrontational about it. So, because, again, I'm not aggressive, and I don't have an army to fight you. It's just me. So, I'm passive-aggressive. So, this second year of doing the show, I'm sitting there, I'm putting together the intro for the TV show called Black Line. And I took a bunch of music video clips and clips from the show, and I set it to the Jodeci, one of the Jodeci intros to a remix of a song, and I put it together to that, and in editing, and mind you, this is back in the 90s, when editing video wasn't like you take a clip and you see it and it's you go back and forth. No, this is physical. You had to fast forward and rewind real time, you know, for what, you know, but fast and rewind. But there's no going ahead and back with the audio, with the digital. This is all analog. So I'm editing this thing. It wound up being about 40 seconds. But this is hours of work. And the very last shot was a group shot. And this guy was in my face, like, being pretty confrontational about, basically, I started this thing, and I made contacts, and I created these relationships, and he's like, I want relationships. And I'm like, no, which led him to be confrontationally antagonistic. And I'm like, all right. Now, mind you, I'm catching it from a couple different sides because another thing I didn't realize was when you, and I don't mean to say like I was rising to incredible heights, but when you rise, even on a molehill, you know, that makes you a target, and I didn't anticipate that. So I had a couple people coming at me, and not only if externally, but now I got this guy internally coming at me because I'm not giving him what I made. This was my thing, and he wanted what I had and getting mad because I wasn't giving it to him. So what I did was the very last shot after a few hours of editing was a group shot that omitted one of the shows that he wasn't on happened to be the tape that was in the moment right then and there, and my passive-aggressive move was to not include him in the final shot. He was in the shot. There was shots, plenty of shots of him throughout the thing, but in the final shot of, like, the group on stage, he was not in that shot, and that was intentional on my part, and that was the response that I had to him being a dick, what I felt was a dick to me. So that was what I did. So that was another thing ramped up. Now, I didn't even remember this happened until Facebook happened. And then people, you know, when Facebook, you first get on Facebook and everybody's, you know, from your past is connecting and you're sending messages. And you're like, hey, remember this? Remember this? This one guy goes, hey, remember this time the guy from the click of the guy who was on the show that wanted the record company contacts, got into a fight with you and we had to break that shit up at a party in our house off campus? I did not remember that, but when he said it, it reminded me that he had a whole crew that was, you know, and that includes, you know, nonsense of college years, you know, talking shit and this and that and looks and stories and this, all kinds of the nonsense that comes with it. Now again, I'm not proud of the thing that I did, so fast forward towards the end, and this is getting, he's getting more and more confrontational. I gave him, like, some smaller record labels, not the majors, not a Warner Brothers, not big labels. I gave him, like, some smaller labels, but that wasn't enough. He wanted majors. So if he had the small ones and he wanted more, you know what? So by the end, I was pretty tired of the nonsense. So I was, like, walking down the hall. It was the end of a school year. And some girl that he might have, may or may not have been talking to, I didn't know. I figure in all likelihood he was trying to, if he hadn't already. And I was like, you know, he talks to other people, right? Other girls. Now, that was a dick move in itself. I fully accept that that is a dick move that I did. I didn't have to do it. But the thing was, it was on my mind how all this stuff was coming at me. And I never did anything back. The only thing I really did back was that omission from that intro of the show, but other than that, there was nothing. I wasn't taking shots, I wasn't doing none of that stuff, but I was catching it, and the idea that I was only going to be catching these darts that were coming at me and not do anything back, I'm not pleased with the tactic that I used. However, I am pleased that I did something on my own behalf. Like, I wasn't just taking it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so had I to do it again, I would have tossed his ass from the get-go. Fuck that, man. This is what comes from the experience of doing the things. Now, what I would use to kind of make myself feel better about myself was that, hey, you had these experiences, so when an experience, you know, offers itself, you at least had those experiences to build off of, and you know how to deal with them going forward. Except the problem is, those other experiences don't seem to be coming. And, you know, hey, again, even in this dialing it down and getting out of it phase or whatever you want to call it, I still think there's a slight possibility. I'm not entirely letting go of it, but I'm loosening the grip on it. And this is the last thing. I mean, I don't know. I can't really. I gotta find something else to do with my energy. Something that's gonna generate money because I'm getting older, and the world's getting funkier, and I want to have stuff. So, working 9 to 5 and paycheck to paycheck, this and that. Whatever little pittance I wind up scraping together to exist off of, and provided this ridiculous administration doesn't destroy Social Security You know what I'm saying? Like, they take pensions away from people who earn them after years, decades of working for a company. Who's to say the same thing isn't going to happen in this country, right? So I need to start looking kind of towards the future and generating more income and wishing for things that haven't happened for a long time is not generating income. So because I still have this little bit of a flame flickering for producing and expressing and getting stuff out, this exists. But this is it. I don't know. I don't see myself, you know, doing much anything else. I mean, is there a market for an unintended asshole? Huh. Who knows? But this is the first episode of potentially, I don't know, maybe the little fire catches something, and there's some air, and a spark happens, and there's more, and an opportunity or something, and up and up it goes. Who knows? But I know that this, as of right now today, speaking for me, now I'm Lamont, this is my last podcast, and that's why this podcast is called Lamont's Last Podcast. All right. Peace.